This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
On this vote, the yeas are 88, the nays are 9. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
And with that, the threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th, and President Biden signed it. The bill comes without funding for Ukraine's war with Russia, for which Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed regret.
Now, I've said from day one, this is a bridge CR, a temporary solution, not the final destination. We will not stop fighting for more economic and security assistance for Ukraine. Majorities in both parties support Ukraine aid. And doing more is vital for America's security and for democracy around the world.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll revisit Ukraine later, but this bill was needed to pass now.
I'm confident the Senate will pass further urgent assistance to Ukraine later this year. But let's be clear, the alternative to our action today, an entirely avoidable government shutdown, would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually set them back.
U.S. President Joe Biden signed the bill before midnight and called it good news for the American people. Australia's southeast on Sunday sweltered in a heat wave that raised the risk of bushfires and prompted authorities to issue fire bans for large swaths of New South Wales state. The nation's weather forecaster said temperatures will be up to 12 degrees Celsius above average in some areas. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukraine has hosted an international defense industry conference and an effort to ramp up weapons production within the country. Meanwhile, residents have been mourning as Pakistan's blast death tolls. And Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral has more.
Residents in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province mourned on Saturday after officials said a suicide bombing the day before left dozens dead. The government has vowed to find those responsible and has accused India's intelligence agency of being involved. At a local hospital in Mastung, people visited their injured relatives. Many remain in critical condition. A second attack on Friday at a mosque in a neighboring province killed at least 5 people. There's been a surge in militant attacks in Pakistan's western provinces in the run-up to elections in January. But up until now, they had mostly targeted security forces. No group has claimed responsibility for either attack.
Hours before fires largely destroyed the historic Hawaiian town of Lahaina, residents of another part of Maui were trying to stop flames reaching their homes. Despite a frustrating loss of pressure in the water system, officials say when electricity was knocked out, the lack of backup power for pumps seriously hindered firefighting efforts in Kula. The scale of damage and loss was far smaller than that in Lahaina, where at least 97 people died, but Kula's experience highlighted a vulnerability that exists in many water systems across the United States. Pope Francis has created 21 new cardinals who will help him to reform the church and cement his legacy. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
On a crisp, sunny morning filled with cheers from St. Peter's Square, Francis ushered in 21 new cardinals, nearly three-quarters of whom were chosen by the pontiff himself. At the start of the service, Francis compared their variety to musicians in an orchestra. Diversity is necessary, it's indispensable. However, each sound must contribute to the common design. Among those entering the exclusive club was the Chicago-born missionary now responsible for vetting bishop candidates around the globe, Robert Prevost. Prevost's promotion, amongst others, was a sign of the Pope's aim to shake up the balance of power in the U.S. hierarchy. The U.S. is a domain where some conservative bishops have strongly resisted his reforms. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Supreme Court is now returning in a new term with familiar topics such as guns and abortion starting Monday. I'm Tommy McNeil.